Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just stay right in that spirit of worship. Miracles, healing, delivery. People even now are beginning to be set because of our worship. It's when the saints go to worship that the King of Glory can come in. Who is the King of Glory? He's the Lord God, strong and mighty. When the saints go to worship, that's when the King of Kings will come in. And when the saints go up in praise, that's when His Spirit shall inhabit this place. When the saints get on one accord and begin to bless the Lord, then the
Holy name, for we are excited once again to be with you. Another broadcast with Saturday with the Word. Truly, we're excited about being back online, back on the internet, back into your ear gates. This is Prophetess Teresa Phillip Docks, and I'm here to bring a word from on high. You know, as the woman of God was singing, when the saints go to worship, when you invite the Lord in, He'll come in. Invite Him in. He will come in. Well, be blessed with the music. Be blessed with your worship. And we shall be right back. Let his anointing fall fresh upon you. When you invite him in, he will come in. When we worship him, he shall come in. When we worship him in spirit and in truth, invite him in. He'll come in. We just give him glory today. Just tell him to begin to have his way in your life. Tell him that you yield to his will. Tell him no more is there a battle inside of you against his will. Yes, invite the Holy Spirit in, and he shall come in. Tell him that he's the king, and you invite him in. Yes. Glory to God. Just tell him to have his way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't
yes,
you feel
God.
The power and the presence?
Rick Rama, we just invite him in tonight, and we are once again excited. We are truly excited about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because you know what? The answer is in him. The answer is in his word. Everything that we need is in God, is in Jesus, is in the blood. And we don't have to seek and we don't have to look for answers. The answer is in his word. And the word says, let his word richly indwell within us. So if we got his word, we got all the answers. I'll tell you, I am excited tonight because I understand that whenever there's something that I need, I can always go to my Father. And he always have all the answers. Oh, yes, he'll give confirmation through man, through woman. But I'll tell you what. He is the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Yes, and I am excited about it. Well, I'm going to cover the lines with a word of prayer. And I'll tell you, when we get into worship, if your spirit is feeling down, just get into his presence. As the woman of God was singing, when the saints go to worship, when your spirit connects with the Father and you worship him, you might not be feeling well, but when you tap in to his presence, healing is in his presence. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for another day, Father. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us, Father. Father, we are humbled before your mighty hand. Father, we know that you're faithful. There's nothing, Lord God, that you will withhold from us if we walk uprightly. You said it in your word. So, Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to keep us covered with the blood of Jesus. See the blood of Jesus, Father, when we come and when we cry out. We ask you to see your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you to cover these lines with the blood of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would speak through me tonight. The word that you've given me for your people. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that the ear gates are open, our minds are open, our spirit is open to receive from the heavenly realms, that we would not walk in the flesh, but we will walk in the spirit. And that the battle within is defeated because of the greater one that is within. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we say, glory to God. Glory to your wonderful name. Yes, truly I'm excited. I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out. Once again, we're excited to be back online, back in your ear gates, to just speak a word, to encourage you in the Lord, to let you know that victory is already won. Victory is yours because you got the greater one inside of you. And he rules and he super rules. Yes, he does. And the enemy knows that if we don't quit, that we'll get that crown that's laid up for us. Yes, that crown that's laid up for us. Well, we're going to be talking tonight about the battle with oneself. See, a lot of times we think the battle is outside of us. And a lot of times we think it's the enemy. I rebuke you, Satan. But I'm here tonight to tell you that some of the times the battle is not outside of you. The battle is inside of you. The battle is within. And we can't always blame the enemy. We can't always be on the defense and always say, you know, the devil tricked me. You know, that's why the Bible says put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this age. And the word says against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You know, we're talking about tonight the battle within, the flesh and the spirit. The flesh and the spirit. And then I'm going to be talking about the fruit of the spirit. See, a lot of people put S on that. The fruit. I don't see a S. That means it's one fruit. And, you know, so I want you to get your Bibles and I want you to turn to Ephesians 5. And I want you to go to verse 22. And we know that the Word of God is blessed because it is the character of God, it's His personality. The Word is the heart of God. Let me read. But the fruit, one fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Listen to that. Get the revelation. See, a lot of times we think it's different fruit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there's no law. Well, we're going to be talking about temperance. Self-control. And I'm going to read on where it says in 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. That has S on it. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Jesus. And I want you to get that revelation. See, you often hear that there is nine fruits of the Spirit. But my Bible read, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. And then as you get an understanding of what the fruit of the Spirit is, there's only one fruit of the Spirit. According to the scripture, the fruit of the Spirit is a manifestation of a transformed life that embraces nine attributes. And those attributes, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, temperance, which is self-control. See, when we let our life be transformed by the Holy Spirit, we will receive all of these nine attributes in one fruit. In one fruit. See, they come in a package. And they're not individual fruit that you can just pick and choose. You know, you say, well, I got the fruit of love and, you know, I got the fruit of joy. No. You either got the fruit of the Spirit or you don't. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a blessing? You know, when I got the revelation that it's only one fruit of the Spirit, and these were the attributes of the fruit, it's almost like you eat an orange, and then you got vitamin C. So that's in the orange. So when we eat that orange, we expect to get the vitamin C out of it. So we have to understand that the flesh and the spirit, when you see the attributes, the nine attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, then you know that this is spiritual. We're walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And I'm telling you, self-control is only found when we walk in the Spirit. Because we produce the fruit. In some ways, you might consider this virtue an important virtue. Because, see, without self-control, the works of the flesh cannot be overcome. You cannot do it if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit. You can try all you want. Those are works of the flesh. When you say, I'm trying. But when the Holy Spirit transform you, you will get the fruit of the Spirit when you're transformed. See, we become transformed by the renewing of our minds. So with self-control, it's the fruit of the Spirit. But without self-control, again, it's the works of the flesh. And you cannot overcome that work because it's works of the flesh. Without self-control, the other elements of the fruit of the Spirit will not be evidence. See, when we have self-control, we know how to say no. We don't wrestle with, should I do this or shouldn't I? No, we don't. Because God will put a check in your spirit when you have the Holy Ghost. And do you know that when you produce self-control, temperance, a lot of things that happen wouldn't happen. A lot of things that we would say, we wouldn't say. A lot of things that we would do, we wouldn't do. Because guess what? We chose to either to be quiet or to pursue wisdom on what to say or what to do. Temperance. Self-control. It's everything that will keep us lined up with the will of God. See, the flesh want to make you do whatever you want to do. You know, you might think you can slip and dip because it's a Saturday night, the Savage Day. See, it's a time when we have to exercise the fruit of the Spirit. The world needs to see that we're walking in the Spirit and we're producing the fruit of the Spirit. Now, what exactly is self-control? And how can we develop this virtue? How can we develop it? And you know what? This is the question that I asked myself. Okay, flesh and spirit. Flesh and spirit. Okay, so if I'm walking in the Spirit, these attributes are going to follow me. I'm going to love those that despitefully use me. I'm going to be kind to them that I know don't want me to be kind to them. Because guess what? I am a food inspector. Because I try the Spirit by the Spirit to know if it's God. It helps me. It works for me. It works for me. So when I realized that I can look and listen and I can see if that person's life has been transformed. Because, see, the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is a manifestation of a transformed life. When I can love someone that despitefully used me, my life has been transformed. And guess what's going to happen? One of those attributes is going to come out. The joy of the Lord is my strength when I feel weak. So the joy, I didn't just get it. I didn't buy it. But it'll take over my mind, my spirit, my soul. Because I understand that it's the fruit of the Spirit. See, all of the fruit that we were taught in Sunday school and Bible class, you know, they say fruits. And they'll take an apple or orange and all these different fruit. And you know, you in your Sunday school class, and this represent faith and this represent goodness. But I'm here to tell you it's one fruit. One fruit. And these are the attributes that comes with it. And this is how we know that our lives have been transformed. So examine yourself. I examine myself by what I produce. Our lives become transformed by the Holy Spirit. And when we should be disturbed, we have peace. Just say, for instance, the Bible says, do everything in love, even when you don't feel like it. It's an attribute. 1 Corinthians 6 and 14, 16 and 14. Find my strength and joy of the Lord, because the world can't take it away. Nehemiah 8 and 10, joy. See, the world will try to take your joy away. Situations will try to take your joy away. But the world did not give it to you, so it can't take it away. And I can go on and on about the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. But this self-control thing is what we're dealing with tonight. Because I understand that when I exercise self-control, I have time to meditate. I have time to talk to my Father. I don't react because I can't react, because myself is controlled. I guess that came out right. Self-control. When you're despitefully used, and then you choose to exercise that muscle that you know that you're graced with, not to react. Because guess what? That's what the enemy wants. He wants a reaction. He wants you to get caught up and not know what to do next, but do anything because your flesh telling you, don't let him or her get away with this. Who they think they messing with. You know, all of that. But I'll tell you what, when we embrace self-control, always win. See, let's first focus on understanding the opposite of self-control, being out of control. See, the world around us, in many ways, it appears to be out of control. When I look at the news, when I see our youth, not just the youth, but even situations, everything and everybody seem to be just out of control. Even I was shopping today, and I went in the store for one thing, and by the time I got to the cashier, I had a bunch of stuff in my buggy. And I just said, Lord, do I need this? Did I come in here for this? And I'll tell you, you're talking about looking around, and I see people just shopping and throwing stuff in their basket and just no self-control. The lady said, well, I like this color, I like that color. She said, well, I'll get both of them. Everywhere, people just financially out of control. You know, even the banks are in a panic mode. We're physically out of control, emotionally out of control, morally out of control. And these things are easy to pinpoint. Excessive borrowing, debt, abuse of both our own and others' bodies, emotional outbursts, just dysfunctional. Just out of control. You know, Paul said in the second letter to Timothy, he was speaking about terrible times in the last days. What did he say? He said people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parent, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous. Then he said what? Without self-control. Brutal. Not lovers of good. Treacherous. You know, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Just having a form of godliness, but denying its power. You know, these are strong words. But this is what I see. No self-control. So then, I hear you praying in tongues. I hear you singing in the spirit. I see you going to church. But the fruit of the Holy Ghost, when our lives have been changed, then we begin to walk in the spirit realm. We become dead to ourselves. We should die daily. Now, we talked about the opposite of self-control. We're going to talk about self-control now. Now, the Greek word for self-control is enkephia, enkephia. And it comes from the word kato, meaning strength. And I'm going to spell that for you, E-N-G. E-G-K-R-A-T-E-I-A. But it means one holding himself in. One holding himself in. You got the strength to do it. But just because you got the strength to do it, you restrain yourself because you have self-control. Now, I was looking up some definitions, and I looked up this one definition that said, the virtue of one who master his desires and passion, especially his sensuous appetite. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I love mastering myself. I love telling myself what to do. I love telling my flesh no. I love it. And when I learned that I had the authority to do that, that I could take my mind, my spirit, and I could make my flesh obey my spirit man, that I could make my desire cease and my passion eradicate, because I knew that the Holy Spirit was doing a work in me. And when I got the real revelation of it, that I didn't have to do it in the flesh, that I could do it in the spirit realm. Then I looked up another definition of self-control. And it said, where this virtue subsides, temptation can have little influence. So immediately when I read that, temptation have little influence. I can make temptation a big deal, or I can make temptation a small situation. Such as fornication, adultery, outburst, a wrath. You know, I can just get pissed off and go off. Then I'm going to have to beat myself up because I did not control my flesh. And then when you go out there and you connect with someone other than your husband, or other than your wife, your flesh just took rulership. The flesh wants to be in charge. The flesh wants to be in charge. Galatians 5, and I was reading 22. I read all the way down to 25. But I wanted to read Galatians 5 and 19 and 20. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, isn't that something? Which are these? See, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, works of the flesh, hatred. I mean, I can go on and on with 20, idolatry. See, wrath, works of the flesh, that's all flesh. But with self-control, you can avoid all of these. You can avoid all of them with self-control, strife, heresy, sedition. See, when you have self-control, all of these works of the flesh will not be manifested. Because guess what? You were controlling self by the Spirit of God that lived inside of you. Is it found in you, works of the flesh? Yeah, we hear it all the time. Well, you know what? I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And I tell people to say that, come up higher. Come up higher. Because, see, we want to value why Jesus came and why he died. He died for our sins so that we might live, so that we might walk in that freedom, so that we can understand that we're not stuck. I'm not going to say stuck on stupid, but we're not stuck in that place because we understand that there's a higher place that God want to take us. It's found only 3 times in the New Testament. Once in Acts, and you can write it down, Acts 24 and 25. Where it is included along with righteousness and judgment. And the word righteousness, which represents God's claim. See, therefore, self-control is to be a response when the enemy come at you with an attack. Self-control. You know what? That's what I admired about Jesus so much. Because Jesus was cool. He was laid back. He was chilling, but he had all the power to do and to crush the enemy's skull. But he was so cool, he just stayed back and chilled. And guess what? He only spoke when his father said speak. He only moved when his daddy said move. And I watched that, and I was like, I want to be like Jesus. You know, I just want to be cool like that. I don't want to be found always talking. The Bible says a fool is of many words. And we can go on and on with that in Proverbs. Study to be quiet. Jesus was cool, I'm telling you. He was cool. And when he was asked a question, I just love the way he answered those questions. But let me get back. In Galatians 5 and 23, where we see is evidence of one walking in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, 5 and 23. See, when you walk in meekness and self-control, there's no law against it. But let's read 24. And they that are Christ's, see, when you belong to Christ, you have crucified the flesh. You crucified it. I'm telling you, I get so excited. Because if we only knew the power of God that lives inside of us, we would stop making excuses. We wouldn't even fall down so much. We wouldn't. Because if we really knew how much he really loved us and how much he wants us to win and how much he wants us to use the attribute of self-control, I mean, if you got to make faces, but don't react. I mean, come on now. Do what you got to do to get there. In 2 Peter 1 and 6, where the Bible says we have learned how to add knowledge. See, it follows knowledge. See, knowledge help you to put what you learned into practice. See, you say, well, I've been at this church 30 years, but I don't see any of these attributes to tell me that you've been there and you've been embracing that word. I would be ashamed to say I've been in a church 30 years and be at this place where I can take authority over my flesh. I might as well have been out there in the world. See, self-control is being in control of yourself. The control of self, because you know who you are in Christ. See, this body that he gave you, this body that he gave me, the body that he gave us, we got to make it obey us. And we make it obey us so we can be in harmony with the will of God. Oh, yeah, I can make. Listen, my mind might say, get up and do this and do that. It might be 2 o'clock in the morning. And my flesh might say, nope, you're tired, don't move. I make it obey. If my spirit say get up, my body going to follow. It's a whole lot easier when you let the spirit rule the flesh. It's so much easier. And when you exercise walking in the Spirit, you are developing self-control. See, the scripture describes the difficulties of self-control. I'm gonna give you these scriptures talking about when Solomon was saying the wisdom of Solomon. He declared that it's easier to capture a city than to be in control of our spirits. Proverbs 16:32. It's easier to capture a city than to be in control of our spirit. So, what do we do? See, just controlling the tongue is a difficult challenge. Failure to bridle the tongue, and I believe that's in James 1:26. So when you bridle your tongue, you are exemplifying self-control. So it's like developing self-control is certain things that we have to do. So we got to be quiet. The Bible says that it's easier to tame a wild animal. Look at that. That's James 3:7-10. The Bible also says that the tongue is unruly. It's unruly. See, when you're dealing in the flesh. But let me tell you what Christ says, that there is strength in self-control. Okay, I want you to consider the dilemma described by Paul in Romans. Let's turn to that. Romans 7. I think it's Romans 7 and 14. And, you know, when we deal with ourselves and work on ourselves, we'll be able to help somebody. You know, a lot of times, and my apostle, my pastor, Apostle Leonard Emmons, he was ministering to us at the Jesus Encounter about fasting. A tongue fast. He came on the blog talk on Tuesday and he talked about a tongue fast. Wow. Let me some quiet people. You're fasting with your tongue, keeping your tongue from moving. Okay. Romans 7, and we're going to start at verse 14. The Christian struggles. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I would do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Then if I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law, that it is good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, the Bible says, that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not. It is not more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now, as I mentioned, Apostle Emmons, he was talking about how we should live a repentant life. We should repent daily. And then one of the other apostles in the house said, I feel we need to repent at least 10 times a day, even with thoughts and deeds. You know, sometimes we might have a thought that could birth out an open door, a gate for the enemy to come in. You know, you might can't forgive a person. So once you speak it out, it's now from inside of you to outside in the spirit realm. So now you put it out there. So tongue fasts are powerful things. It's a weapon that could be used against us or for us. So when I would say something, because I'm on this tongue fast, I can't say it, so it's helping me develop self-control. See, the enemy don't know what you're thinking unless we say it. So we learn that when we operate in self-control, it's difficult for the enemy to use what we're feeling against us. So while we're not saying what we feel, then we can be in the presence of the Holy Spirit, so he can deal with us. So we can go into meditation. Meditate on the scriptures, what the word says about what we're dealing with. So that tongue fast is a powerful thing. You know, say, well, I'm on this tongue fast, and, you know, I can't even comment. And while I'm not commenting, I'm developing self-control. Now, this does not mean that you are no longer tempted to sin, but it means that you're operating in another dimension. You know, that dominion that you're in, the enemy can't go there, because guess what? He only operates by what we say and what we do. So when we're dealing with oneself and we're maintaining self-control, I'm telling you, it's a powerful weapon that exemplify the attribute, one of the attributes of the fruit of spirit. So now it is our responsibility to operate in self-control and to walk in the spirit and not the flesh. It is our responsibility. I mean, we haven't done anything special when we walk in the Spirit. See, when we walk in the Spirit, we're putting to death the deeds of the body. And how do we put it to death? By the help of the Holy Spirit. And you will defeat the lust of the flesh. When we first trust in God's Word, that by His grace, our old nature, that old man of sin, was indeed crucified with Christ in our baptism. Okay, I'm glad you asked me. We're going to turn to Romans 6 and 6, and I want to show you something. Romans 6 and 6, where it talks about knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Isn't that powerful? That our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. And then this is the part that I really love, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. And I always say, we should be dead men walking. dead women walking. For we, if we are dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. It's our responsibilities, folks. We're not doing nothing highfalutin when we walk in the Spirit. See, we did indeed crucify the flesh with its passions and desires when we practice self-control. Galatians 5 and 24. And I'm going to give you a few other scriptures and we're going to get ready to come to a close. But God can indeed strengthen us by his Spirit in the inner man. Turn to Galatians 3 and 16. I know I just gave you, Ephesians 3 and 16. I know I just gave you Galatians 5 and 24, but take note of that. But we're going to turn to Ephesians 3 and 16. You know, when we search the scriptures and we begin to find the answers to every single problem, every single situation, the answer is in the Word. We don't have to be all toe up from the flow up. We can search the scriptures, get the answer, get healed, and be done with it and move to the next thing. 3 and 16 reads, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Listen what the riches of his glory. To be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, oh my God, this is so good, being rooted and grounded in love. Whew, man, I'm telling you, rooted and grounded in love. And you know, when I read that scripture, how our faith does not work if we don't have love. Well, I'm telling you, the Word of God is just so good. It is so good. And I'm telling you, when I minister the Word, when I'm teaching tonight, but I minister to me first. And it's just like milk. It does the body good. It gives me that strength to go on. It gives me that strength to know that I win. We win. We don't lose. The enemy want to make us feel all caught up and tore up from situations and this and that and that and this. But when we really know what God says about us, when he gave us the fruit of the Spirit, he gave us some weapons to use against the enemy. So I'm excited. You know, I can't say it enough. I'm excited because the more that I get into the Word of God, the more I understand that we win. And in conclusion, as we cooperate with God in doing his will, self-control will be a natural byproduct. See, self-control is the evidence, once again, that we're walking in the Spirit. You know, we don't have no outbursts. No, that's not our portion. We cannot overestimate the importance of developing self-control in our lives. Because without it, we cannot defeat the temptation that come our way. And without it, we cannot overcome the works of the flesh. Without it, we cannot grow as we should in Christ. And without it, we cannot bear the fruit of the Spirit. See, yet in Christ, we have every reason, every motivation to develop the virtue of self-control. We can stop blaming the enemy We can stop making excuses, but we can look at ourselves and say, I have no self-control. I need to know how to control myself. I need to know how to walk in the Spirit. So when we take that into our hearts, our spirits, that we have not learned how to master oneself through the Spirit of God, we're not free. See, we have been set free from the dominion of sin. We have the aid of God through His indwelling Spirit. And we even have the assurance, this is powerful, of forgiveness when we fall. See, knowing that as long as we're willing to repent, try again, we can't keep doing it now, there's help from God. But you can't keep falling with the same sin. See, God will turn you over. Must we continue in sin that His grace abound? God, the Word of God says no, God forbid. But the key question is, do we trust the Lord to help us enough so that when we walk by faith and do His will, that this will bring to an end the works of the flesh? See, the flesh and the spirit is always in competition. And we have to know that if we trust God and our life has really been regenerated and the renewing of our minds is in place and we're born again of the water and the spirit. See, since our baptism, God has made us alive by the Spirit of God. Shouldn't we seek to walk in such a way so as to produce the fruit of the Spirit in our lives? I'm excited. And I hope and pray that you are encouraged. Because we got a reason that we should strive to exercise self-control. And we don't have to have the battle me beat me up all the time. See, the battle inside of me is controlled by self-control. I'm not out of control. You know, I'm not wounded because of what somebody did to me. Guess why? Because I have fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. And I understand that I got joy because the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. So we got to place our minds in a higher realm in the Spirit. And we can't be stuck. We just got to take off those old dirty clothes and put on something new and know that you're beautiful in Christ. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment is already condemned. You take those scriptures and you dress yourself in them. And you wear them. And you rejoice. And I'll tell you, and then you operate in self-control. And every time sin come at the door, you're going to use that weapon, that attribute of the fruit of Spirit, and you're going to crush the enemy every time with self-control. Because he's not going to be able to trick you. He's not going to be able to trap you. He's not going to be able to make you feel condemned because guess what? You mastered yourself through the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit. So I pray that you was encouraged tonight. I pray that you are praying for the mastery of self-control. Learn how to master that. You know, somebody curse you out. They won't shut up. They keep talking. What do we do? I mean, come on now. We can only take so much, right? That's what I hear somebody saying. Well, guess what? Christ took more. And if I'm made in the image of God and in His likeness, I can master a lot of things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can be disturbed and troubled if I choose to be that way. But I can make a choice to let it go. So I tell you, we got more power than we know. But because of who he is, I can face tomorrow. And so can you. And so can we. So together, we can get the job done. Because the master has a healing touch. And when he touched your life, you're not the same. You're not the same. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. All things have become new. So I just want to just at least invite those that don't know Christ in a pardon of their sin, that you don't understand that it's real simple. His hands is open unto you. Don't you see him? He said, come. Come unto me, ye that are heavy laden. For the Lord is saying, I'll give you rest. The Lord wants to give you that self-control. The Lord wants to give you all that he has. All he's asking of you is to repent from sin and to turn. Just turn around, and come unto him. It's so much better. It's so much easier. Confess with your mouth, and believe with your heart that Christ raised Jesus from the dead. But guess what? He didn't stay dead. Got up with all power in his hand so that we might live and we may be able to operate as his own. It's just that simple. It's not hard. But if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Christ raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says that you're saved. And guess what else? The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. These lines have been orchestrated just for you to accept Jesus in your heart and to turn and come unto him. So that those attributes of the fruit of the Spirit is permeating through you. The aroma is coming through you. The love, the meekness, humility, temperance. That sweet, all of that is like sweet smelling perfume in the nostril of our Father. See, I want you to just repeat this after me. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Tell him, Paul was a murderer, but yet God, you saved him. Mary Magdalene, she was a prostitute, but yet God, you saved her. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, a thief. But yet, God, you saved him. No sin is too big for God to wash. Tell him he's faithful. For he is faithful to his word. And he said that he will in no way cast out those that come to him. So anyone that call on the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Bible says shall be saved. So we celebrate with you tonight. We celebrate. Welcome into the body of Christ. Just ask him to save you and write your name in the book of life. It's done. In the name of Jesus. We want to encourage you that you can contact us. If you don't have a Bible and you would like a Bible, you can contact us. We'll be more than happy to send you an MP3 version of the Bible. You can send us an email at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com, and we will get in contact with you wherever you may be. We'll connect with you. We'll pray with you. We'll believe God for you. We'll get in the faith fight with you. And you'll start seeing some manifestations of some things coming to pass. In the name of Jesus. For we love you today. And we just pray that what went forth tonight, the word, that it encouraged you, that it blessed you, that it brought life to you. In the name of Jesus. Again, you can join us. We're here praying. Now it's 6 days a week, Mondays through Saturdays, on the prayer line, the conference prayer line. You can call in at area code 218-895-0280 and press in the pound code 7729. Which is the word pray. So we're thankful for Saturday being added to our list. We are now on 6 days a week at 5 a.m. Central Time. Call in. Someone will be there to pray with you and to pray for you. And we're excited about that. Bring your prayer requests. We're there with our faith on the line. And again, we want to also encourage you to, if you are in the Detroit, Michigan area, or even if you are seeking to come and be revived by prophetic intercession classes, we're going to be celebrating and standing on the wall, standing in the gap in April the 25th, 26th, I believe the 27th, in the Detroit, Michigan area. If you want more information about the conference, you can send us an email at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. And we'll be glad to touch base with you and give you more information as the information arrives. But again, we are excited about it. Even the conference we will be doing in the Chicagoland, Illinois, in October. But you keep us lifted up in prayer, because I'll tell you, our mission is you. Our assignment is you. So we're encouraged. And if you want to sow, you like what we're doing, and you want to sow to help build a kingdom, yes, we need you. And it doesn't matter how much you give. It's the act of obedience. Again, you can contact us again at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. You can so through PayPal. Our website is in preparation, but it will be coming forth where you'll be able to sow through the website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. Again, I'll tell you, it's a wonderful thing to have the peace of God. I wouldn't have it no other way. That my heart is at peace. Yes. Well, again, I want to just encourage you in the Lord. Encourage someone else. Let that same anointing, let it transfer to someone else. And as we end the line, we'll be here next Saturday. Same time, same place, Saturday with the Word. I am Prophetess Teresa Phillip Dock. And we're going to be doing Saturday with the Word twice a month. And we have a special program that's going to come. It's going to be, we're going to be encouraging young women on the third and fourth Saturday. Young women that need encouragement. We're putting some young women together on the line so that they can know how important it is to live a godly life. So bring your daughters, bring your nieces, your cousins, your friends on the line on the third and fourth Saturday. Again, we're excited and we want hope that you are excited too. So we're going to end the line. We thank you so much for tuning in. Join us again with Saturday with the Word on next Saturday. Again, I'm going to end the line with prayer. But just remember, there's nothing like the Master's healing touch. He'll heal us and he'll make us whole. Glory to God. Father, we bless you once again. We thank you, Lord God, for the hour of power. We thank you, Father, for a relationship. We thank you for your mighty word, God. Father, we thank you for the engrafted word in our hearts, in our souls, and in our spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to be a fruit inspector, that we're able to inspect the fruit that you have given us, the attributes. We thank you, God, for you knew that we would need it. So, Father, I ask you right now that you would just saturate the hearts of the people that are on the line. Let us walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Let us embrace the fruit of the Spirit. When we would react, Father, let us exercise self-control. Let us not be lovers of anything that's not like you, but let us be lovers of you, lovers of God. Let us not deny the power of God. And Father, we thank you. We glorify you in your name. Keep us in your care, God. Keep our families in your care, God. Keep our ministries in your care, God. And we'll be so careful to give you all the honor and all of the glory in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and glory to God. Well, again, have a wonderful, blessed, supernatural rest of the evening. Go do something special for somebody. Call somebody up and just tell them how important they are to you. Tell them you love them. Encourage them. Do a good deed. God bless you. I love you. Keep us lifted up in your prayers. And again, we'll be back with you on next Saturday. Stay in God's peace and stay with self-control. God bless you all, and have a good night.